Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
It's an incredibly important honor and I certainly feel humbled by it. I think receiving it on Australia Day is inevitably going to be one of mixed emotions, particularly because it's in the context of a day that provokes a lot of mourning and a lot of pain and sorrow for First Nations people. I actually ended up attending the march in Melbourne. I think there was well over 50,000 people there, all collectively saying that we've got to start as non-Indigenous people telling the truth about the past injustices of this country. And I think that for me was the real success, being able to participate in a collective, in a growing momentum to establish some sort of truth-telling process in this country, because surely we can't continue to tell lies about the history.
I can tell that the Indigenous history and Indigenous affairs is something which is very close to your heart. Mm-hmm. You have been an activist on a number of social and political issues over the years. You have been very active and outspoken on women's issues and also Indigenous issues. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest challenge that you would like to tackle in the future?
I think for me in the future, it is about obviously building on that momentum that's currently kind of around about First Nations people. That is a big, big challenge. But part of that is to engage the multicultural communities in that conversation, because I still get the feeling, despite the levels of interest increasing, despite the passion and commitment within our diverse multicultural communities to know more about the 60,000 plus years of history of this country, there is still a level of apprehension about how to do that. And I think for me, that is clearly something that we can build on and that we can really engage from the very recent arrival to Australia through to our much more established communities, like my own Greek community. That remains as one of the critical ones for me, I think. We can't be silent about it because, of course, you know, when we're silent, that's when we allow hypocrisies and lies to just grow and flourish. I think raising up our voices as Multicultural Australia are an absolute essential part of ensuring that First Nations people are accorded the proper place in the history of this country. In terms of other issues, I mean, as you well know, Dina, we've known each other for a long time. I think the issue of family and domestic violence will always remain, for me, the greatest challenge, because until we can create a society where women and children, and men indeed, can feel free of violence, can grow as human beings without a fear of violence, I think that we can't, any of us, surely rest easy.
You received this award for services to Multicultural Australia, among other things. What would you consider your biggest achievement so far?
That's a very challenging question. I don't think there's ever one real achievement. It's a collective of struggles, really, and struggles that are shared. These achievements are not individualist. They don't occur in a vacuum. They occur in partnerships. They occur in alliances, in coalitions, and I would hope that it's been one of collaboration with others that then contributes to that collective repository of knowledge and experience, really. So the journey towards that social justice, social harmony and human rights for me hasn't been one that I would have ever been able to embark on in isolation of others. And I really do say that quite sincerely and genuinely, because we can't do these things on our own, but we also need to make sure that we're not leaving others behind us. I think I often like to sort of use the quotes of people that have gone before us, but was it Ursula Le Guin once who said, you know, we are volcanoes, and as women, when we offer up our experiences and our truths as human truths, then all the maps change. And that's what I would hope this award represents, a platform for continued struggles and continued platform for voices for those that are often not heard. And there are so many of those at the moment. And I think for refugee women and asylum seekers in particular, we need to ensure that those voices really do get heard in the way that contributes to maximising the human rights of all.
How did you get into the social justice struggles? I'm interested to hear about your beginnings. Yeah. What was there a moment that it clicked and you said, I need to do something about this? How did it all start for you?
Well, I could be funny and say it all started when I was born, but in reality, I think that your context is everything, but the degree to which we're then willing to learn from some of those more challenging aspects of our history and our context is also a critical part of that. Migrating to Australia at a young age, watching your parents work really hard in factories, watching your mother who spoke and acquired many languages and then was involved in the union at work, only to be told that her English was broken, rather than kind of focus on the strengths, that the contributions that this amazing woman made, I grew up watching her being treated almost subhumanly. Those kinds of things, even thinking about them now, really drive my commitment to stamping out racism, to stamping out anything that seeks to erode human rights. So if I attribute anything, it's as an observer, and then of course in terms of my own lived experience, of just how devastating racism can be in the lives of others. And I attribute in many ways the achievements to people like my mother, to people like my father and those before them.
Maria Dimopoulos, thank you very much for your time. I wish you strength for the future, and may you achieve everything you dream and many more awards to come your way.
You are one in a million, I have to say, Dina. I think it's because of women like you that, you know, talk about giving voice to the experiences of diversity. You really have done that, and I hope that you include this in this interview.
Now you're putting me on the spot.
I am. I hope that you do, because I've always respected your strength, and I really appreciate the way that you support other women.
We certainly have known each other for a very long time, and we have developed a mutual respect and appreciation and understanding. So let's leave it at that.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Maria.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.